If public school teachers in Florida hit certain performance benchmarks, they may soon stand to benefit to the tune of as much as $9,000. An incentive program is already in place under Best and Brightest, which tops out at $6,000 for those rated highly effective. DeSantis says he can increase the bonuses with a $422 million investment. But Scott Major, president of the Leon County Classroom Teachers Association, says only about a quarter of teachers will benefit.
It may be a step in the right direction of trying to do something positive with the best and brightest, but it is not a step in the right direction to deal with the teacher shortage.
Major breaks down another way of looking at DeSantis's proposed investment.
Let's take the $422 million that is meant to go into this program. Based off of the 2018-19 second survey on the Florida Department of Education, for instructional staff, if you took that amount and you divided it by the total amount of people that were instructional, it could yield about a $2,300 raise for instructional staff. This would start to bring us out of the, I think, ranked 45th out of 50 states in teacher pay.
But Major says that wouldn't address support staff pay, which ranks 47th out of 50 states.
Quite frankly, we're not investing in public schools or any system, even if it includes vouchers and charters, that would make individuals consider it a long-term career.
Talia Milgram-Elcott is the executive director of 100K in 10, an organization aiming to add 100,000 teachers in STEM subjects nationwide by 2021. Like Major, she believes changes need to be of the long-term variety in order to attract teachers.
The first step is salary, if it's below what's possible. And a recent analysis showed us something really important, which is teaching used to be an above average pay, just above average, in most states, just not that long ago, back in the early 2000s. And now it is below average in 42 states.
Milgram-Elcott says that doesn't put the profession in good company.
The only other jobs that have declined like that, sort of their relative rank in terms of whether the people who work in them are well paid, are things like deliveries and working in an electronics store or in a warehouse.
In January, several members of the State Board of Education said differentiated pay might be one way to lure teachers for subjects with the greatest need. The board's chair said the idea may be entertained. Milgram-Elcott says such a concept stands to make a difference.
I think targeted ways of increasing salaries for teachers very valuable. And so I would say, when you think about compensation, you want to think about it holistically. Compensation can be in the form of base salary, it can be in the form of bonuses, it can be in the form of relieving other obligations like debt relief or student loan debt.
DeSantis has expressed interest in implementing a teacher recruitment program that gives tuition forgiveness in exchange for committing to the job for 5 years. The price tag on that is reportedly $10 million. Milgram-Elcott says some potential solutions are readily achievable.
We look at those things and we make a few really high-powered moves to support them. Some of the targeted salary adjustments we talked about, some targeted ways to make the workday a healthier one for teachers, then I think we can expect to see teaching as a thriving sector.
Though, in Major's opinion, turning Florida's teacher woes around hinges on supporting all departments that make schools function.
What people need to realize is that public education, the folks that work at a school site, regardless of the content area, regardless of the instructional or non-instructional, they all have a part to play in a positive impact on the students. Until everybody, the entire system, is treated with respect and provided with that career path, we're going to continue to have these shortages.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.